And every week, we also like to get a guest from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the live right now by Sarah Hoffman, the NDP's education critic. First of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
For sure. Happy New Year, Tom.
Of course, well, one of the big stories in Alberta recently is the classes being delayed for the students. They will not go back to school until next week. I guess, first of all, why don't you get some of your thoughts on sort of the move the province made there?
Yeah, I want to start by saying I want schools open. I want kids learning from teachers, and I want that to be done safely for everyone and consistently. And this is one of the reasons why we've made recommendations since the summer after the first wave. We started making recommendations on how to make schools safer. Unfortunately, the government's really dragged their knuckles on most of this and delayed and dithered and failed to implement many of the recommendations. But we're going to keep putting forward ideas on how we can make schools safer, and that's one of the things that we reiterated again yesterday with our call. We have 6 points, and we know it's not going to be inexpensive, but it's going to be less than how much money the education minister failed to spend on education just from her budget last year alone. So it's definitely doable, and we know that it's important to invest in making schools as safe as possible for student learning and also for employers and for parents. They want to know that kids can be in school consistently and safely for the remainder of the school year. Everyone's already lost so much.
And as you mentioned earlier, the NDP did come up with their, 6-point plan for, making schools safer. Why don't you take us a little bit quickly through some of the things that you guys are sort of looking to see there?
Yeah, one of the big things is that the science is definitely being very clear that COVID is airborne, and that therefore making sure we have good quality air in indoor spaces is really important to reduce the risk of spread and the spread itself. So we are calling for HEPA filters to be installed in schools, CO2 monitors so we can make sure that we're keeping track of where air ventilation is the poorest quality, that you can have mitigating strategies like HEPA filters. We want to improve HVAC systems. That's one. Another one is around making sure students and staff have access to high-quality masks. Most research has shown that people use N95s to reduce the risk in many countries, and in some other school districts here in Canada, they've moved towards N95s for staff and students, so we think Alberta students deserve the same. We want mental health support for students all across the province. We know many families have dealt with a lot over the last 2 years, and we think that it's important that they get access to more support. And a big one is putting more of the substitute teachers, right now they're just paid for the days that they're working. We know that many are willing to work more, and we will need them to have some predictability, and if they get sick, that they also deserve to have some sick pay. So we want to move substitute teachers in the province over to a salaried full-time position for the remainder of the school year, because we know we're going to need all hands on deck to keep schools as safe as possible. Those are some of the key ones from yesterday.
And you mentioned a little bit there about sort of the staffing things, and I remember back kind of early on in the pandemic where there was, I think right before it started or just as it was starting, the education assistants that were, kind of laid off in a number of different areas. Do you think that that's another thing they probably should explore, is, getting some more education assistants involved in schools right now?
Exactly. And we know that there were educational assistants who've either left the career or left the province as a result of those more than 20,000 education support workers being laid off in the first wave of the pandemic. We know that educational needs have gone up, not down. Providing that consistency and stability and staffing up as much as possible throughout the province to make sure that kids get the support they need. They've already suffered a significant learning loss, and we want to make sure that they have the right adults there to support them as they work to recover from that and to pursue future education.
And when it comes to some of the things that you mentioned there, the masks, the filters, all that stuff, certainly around the province for a lot of things, it's a lot easier to access, sort of newer things when you're in the bigger centers like Calgary, Edmonton, and the further away you get from them, especially up here, it's a little harder to get some of that stuff. How much do you think some of the measures you got will help, especially schools in rural areas?
Significantly, and I can say I grew up in Canoe, so small school, 300 kids, and the Merck did a good job of trying to provide as many retail options as possible, but they just aren't the same. And downloading more costs and more pressure onto families is not okay. The government has the potential to bulk buy things like N95 masks to get a really good price for all Albertans, and to make sure that they're accessible. And we know that a lot of things in rural and remote communities just aren't. So if the government wants to keep schools open, one of the things they can do is make sure that students and staff have the proper PPE to keep themselves as safe as possible, instead of continuing to download and say personally. I just want to highlight that, Jason Kenney, when he went to go get his booster shot, which I commend, we should all be getting our booster shots when we're eligible, he was wearing an N95 mask. The pharmacist was wearing an N95 mask. So, you know, obviously he sees the value in them, and he's chosen one for himself, and it would be nice if children, not just nice, it would be the right thing to do if what's good enough for the premier should be also made available for children and for teachers who have to be in confined spaces for long periods of time. Jason Kenney presumably was going to the pharmacy for, 20 minutes, and he did the right thing and put an N95 on. So why can't we do the same for children?
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw a little personal question in there so that these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Sarah, of course, we're just kind of started the new year, and a lot of people like to make the whole New Year's resolutions. I'm usually not one to go down that road, but what about you? Do you have any New Year's resolutions for yourself for this year?
You know, it's a tricky one, because I think a lot of people set out these lofty goals, and then as soon as they don't achieve it at one time, they just give up altogether. But generally, I'd say I think it's a good idea to get more exercise and to have as many fruits and vegetables in my house and in my body as possible. And I'm trying to make sure that I remember that every day. And there might be days where we don't get as much of that as we want, and I'm not going to beat myself up for it. I'm just going to do my best again the next day. So I think those are things that a lot of people are doing. I think health is something that a lot of us have been thinking about, especially over the last 2 years.
All right, definitely a lot of things to talk about today. NDP education critic Sarah Hoffman, thanks for joining us in the Training 55 Hot Seat.
Thank you. Take good care.